We all experience rejection, some small and trivial, and others big and painful. In today's podcast, I will explain why it is normal to feel hurt after rejection, why some people can brush it off easily and move on, whilst others linger and ruminate. Most importantly, I'm going to take you through my own two-step technique to overcome rejection, so you don't get stuck and keep going after your goals in the eight areas of life. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to A Higher Branch. Well, hello and welcome. If you are new here, hit that subscribe button and join us on this journey to upgrade all eight areas of your life. Now, I have some amazing episodes coming up, including ones with guest speakers, including Dr. Guy Winch, and I don't want you to miss a thing. And on that note, follow and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. And don't forget to hit the notifications bell icon so all my future episodes just magically appear on your device. Now, it's been my life experience that there is one skill that is critical to a person's success, and that is their ability to handle rejection. We all experience rejection on a daily basis and don't really notice it, and it can be small things like a friend not returning your call or text message on time, right? That is a form of rejection. Or a person being served coffee ahead of you at a cafe, even though you were first in line. That is, in a subtle way, a rejection. Recently, I called some tradespeople that were not returning my call, and I noticed in my journaling that that was a form of rejection. Or calling your physio that says, hey, I can't see you for another 3 weeks. That is, in a subtle way, a rejection. Or what about initiating intimacy with your partner and getting rejected? I know some guys that get really hurt when they initiate intimacy and, you know, their partner rejects them. Now, other rejections may be defining moments, like a marriage breakup, which is a very tough rejection, or going bankrupt because your customers rejected your product or your service, or losing your job, or being rejected after a job interview. Sometimes that's devastating for a lot of people. Or what about friends not inviting you to a party, you know, someone's birthday? That can be a massive rejection. Now, firstly, I want you to know that getting hurt after being rejected is completely normal because it's hardwired into our genes. Why? Because in ancient times, we lived and survived in tribes, right? Someone hunted, someone gathered, someone cooked, someone built shelter, and together we functioned, and together we survived. So when someone was banished from the tribe, that meant death because they knew they couldn't survive, right? They only had that one skill. Now, in modern times, we still get that signal from the mind when we get rejected. That somehow this rejection feels in our body like we're going to die. So we go into this state of fight, flight, or freeze. It's a stress on our body, and this has dire consequences for our quality of life and even our lifespan. I know it sounds crazy, but that is exactly what's happening at the cellular level when we experience rejection. And as I said, it's a normal primal response. What's not normal, however, is when we let the pain of rejection stop us or freeze us from continuing to climb higher in life, from going after our goals and dreams, whether it's going to the gym or calling friends to go out or initiating a conversation with someone at a bar or starting a new project or a new business or a new job. Now, rejection can lead us into inaction. That's not the area of life that you want to fall into. Trust me, if you want to know a little bit more about what happens when we fall below that baseline, head over to the episode called The 4 Signs You Need a Life Reset, and we'll put a link in the description. But here's the thing about rejection. It can actually lead to something more sinister. And that is when we start indulging in negative self-talk. Now, for example, if you're single and you go out on a date and the person halfway through the date gets up and says, "Hey, I'm not really interested. It's been nice meeting you, but I'm going to leave now." And I'm using an example that Dr. Guy Winch used in his book, How to Heal a Broken Heart. And incidentally, if you want to listen to that episode, we'll put the link in the description. It's been the most popular episode on this podcast. Now, this type of rejection really hurts because physical and emotional intimacy is a strong primal need. So when we get rejected, we tend to dump on ourselves and engage in negative self-talk, like, "I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not interesting enough, I don't have enough money, I don't have the right job, I didn't go to the right school." And so we're doubling down on the hurt. This is a really sinister way of thinking and feeling, and it's a really negative way of handling rejection. Now, I want to make the point, there's internal rejection and there's external rejection. We have internal rejections all the time. You eat the wrong food, your body rejects it. And then you know, well, okay, gluten's not for me, or dairy's not for me, or alcohol or coffee, whatever it is. So we deal with those internal signals from this physical self all the time without even thinking twice about it. As children, you know, we start experiencing rejection from a very early age. If someone doesn't want to play with us, or if we don't get, you know, selected for the soccer team, you know, we all remember those rejections, but we also remember that, hey, we actually dealt with it okay. We built a bridge and moved on, right? Or if we failed at an assignment that's effectively like the teacher's rejection of our work, we dealt with the rejection a lot better as children. But as we get older, something happens to us. And I'm not going to go into that now. I'm actually going to cover that in a future episode, you know, what happens to us on our journey from, you know, being children to adulthood. But for today's purpose, what is the solution? What is the antidote? And how do you overcome the hurt of a rejection? The solution or the answer is to be like water. That's right, be like water. Now, that's something that Bruce Lee was attributed to saying. What he was talking about is in the context of martial arts. It's about adaptability and flexibility. And it's a metaphor on how we need to be in life. So if I use the metaphor in my book, A Higher Branch, incidentally, I have a copy here. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm going to flash it up on the screen. I use the metaphor in my book that we have to be like a willow tree. Our branches have to be supple. We have to bend with the winds of change. Because if we don't and we are rigid, those branches will break. So it's about adaptability. It's about flexibility. The branches is a metaphor for our, you know, feelings. Ultimately, we can't have too many branches in the eight areas of our life break. We cannot walk around holding on to the hurt of rejection because we will never build the life that we want. We will never achieve our greatest potential. We'll never achieve the life that we deserve to live. Rejection at the end of the day is not a stop sign. It's a redirection. It's our cue to be like water and find a different path. When water hits an obstacle, it goes around it. Now, ask any builder who's trying to find a water leak. It's almost impossible. And it takes them weeks of using, you know, colored dyes, and they have to track where that water's going and to find out its source. So water does not stop. And we need to be like that. We need to redirect whenever we hit an obstacle, such as a rejection. It's our cue to redirect. How do we redirect? I'm now going to share with you a two-step process that I have designed and lived by for many, many years. And I promise you, it will completely revolutionize the way you handle rejection. Okay, let's kick it off. I have two frameworks under the High Branch Success Academy, ones that I have designed, the first one at the age of 19, the second one at the age of 35. Now, if you are new to our community, these two frameworks are the eight areas of life, and the second is the circle of conscious living. I give a summary of both of these frameworks in the previous episode on how to avoid making the same mistakes over and over again. Underneath my conscious living framework, I have a two-step process for dealing with rejection. So what is this two-step process? Well, step one to rejection is to have no reaction. Okay, let me explain that because you may be thinking, what do you mean, Sam? We're humans. We have an emotional reaction, right? We get hurt and we need to show it. We can't bottle things up inside. But there is a gap between your internal response and your external reaction. I'm not saying don't have an internal reaction. The internal response is your self-talk, and your external reaction is what you show publicly. Now, this gap between the internal response and the external reaction is your decision gap for how you should respond. Internally, you need to stop and tell yourself, hey, it's normal for me to feel this hurt. So you need to acknowledge that you are hurt, right? But then you have to tell yourself it's normal. Don't dump on yourself. As soon as you catch yourself indulging in negative self-talk, just say, stop it internally. In my meditation, I've programmed my mind to stop when I say the word change. And that's when you remind yourself of your self-worth. So I have this activity in my programs called the power words. Now, a lot of people call it positive affirmations. I have a twist on that, and it's a list of power words that I get people to select in the eight areas of life. And I also have a list of my past achievements ready in my journal. So whenever I feel hurt because of a rejection, in the moment, I go to my power words and I remind myself of my past achievements. My power words, you know, go something like this. And I cycle through the eight areas of life. So starting with health, love, family, work, friendship, learning, wealth, and charity. So I say, I am strong. I am nourished. I am loved. I am loving. I am bold. I am creative. I am supportive. I am generous. I am kind. If you want a copy of this list of the eight areas of life and all the words underneath each one so you can circle and they become your power words, please send us an email or DM. Now, after you circle your power words, and what I do is I remind myself also of my past achievements. So it's not the power words ground you in the present moment of your self-worth and reminds you of your self-worth, but also your self-worth is in a lot of past achievements. If you are listening to this right now, you have a long list of achievements that you don't give yourself credit for. And so you should list these past achievements in your journal. I have them at the front of my journal. Incidentally, I have a free course coming up on the four daily rituals. And one of those is a module on journaling where I share a very powerful technique, which will be a game changer in your life. Now, listing your achievements in that journal is a very powerful reminder to yourself. I always say when you feel the hurt, you should adjourn to your journal. So when we experience a rejection, big or small, during the day, we often don't have the time to process our feelings, right? We're on the go. We have work to do, errands to run. So all you need to do is acknowledge the hurt, even for a split second, and tell yourself, I will deal with this later tonight in my journal. And I'm sharing stuff with you that I personally live by because that's exactly what I say to myself. And it gives your mind permission to say, you know what, this is shelved for later. So that's the internal response. Externally, don't show any emotional response, anger, fear, hatred, aggression, right? Because how you respond externally after a rejection changes people's perceptions of you. And you don't want that. You should not be judged by an irrational emotional response to a rejection. None of us should have to be judged by that because often it is out of character. And I don't want you to show any emotional response because 90% of the time when a rejection happens to you, it's not you, it's the other person, right? So you can go on a date and a person rejects you, as I mentioned earlier. You may think it's you, but most of the times, they're going through something, a recent breakup or death of a family member, and they are struggling with commitment, maybe, or intimacy issues. They're not going to tell you that. So you think it's you, but it's not. But what if it is you, right? What if it is you? And I say this with the utmost of love and respect, okay? It reminds me of a Seinfeld episode where George Costanza was out on a dinner date with his girlfriend where she proceeded to break up with him. She said, "George, it's not you, it's me." And he looked at her in disbelief and he said, "Really? You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine? I invented that routine. If it's anybody, it's me." And she looked back at him and said, "Okay, George, it's you." So, okay, the rejection is about you. This is where you need humility, to accept that you were rejected for a reason. So this is where step two comes in. You need to ask yourself, how am I going to redirect this? What can I learn from this rejection? What can I do different in the future? This is the road that successful people take when they arrive at a crossroads of a rejection. You can take the road of dumping on yourself and indulging in negative self-talk, or you can process the hurt, redirect, and build a better you. Let me give you a few examples of how you can do that. Most people don't know this, but Steve Jobs not only started Apple, but he was actually fired from his own company. Then the company started performing badly. Then the board of directors begged him to come back, and he did so on his own terms. He realized what he did wrong the first time. So it was actually the break from his company was the best thing that happened to him. He redirected. When he went back to Apple, cancelled a lot of projects that were doing poorly, that were over budget, and started focusing on five products. He scrapped everything and said, "This is all we're going to do." And guess what? Those five products are still the five products that make Apple the number one company in the world today. So he turned that rejection into redirection. It reminds me, when I was 21 years of age, I went through a similar thing. I was doing my law degree and I was working as a law clerk in a large company here in Australia. And I was fired from that job unfairly, unceremoniously. It was really on the spot. And my boss's parting words to me was, "You're never going to finish your law degree and you'll never amount to anything. You'll never become a lawyer." Now, that was a very tough rejection to take, and I was hurt at the time, but it did not stop me from completing my law degree. In fact, it gave me the motivation I needed to try even harder. So fast forward, I finished my law degree. I then got a job as a young lawyer, was working in a law firm for 5 years. Then I saw an opportunity in financial services, and I did my Master of Laws degree, majoring in that area. And the firm that I was working at did not want to invest in the technology that I saw was required to grow that division. So I applied for a job with another major law firm who specialized in financial services. And they rejected me. They rejected me. And it was to my surprise, because I built up a name for myself in the area as a good banking and finance lawyer. And now I have the number one outsourced legal services provider in the financial services industry in Australia. So this is what I'm saying. People who go on to succeed redirect themselves after a rejection. In fact, the rejection is sometimes the best thing that they needed to go through. But to do so, you need to have the humility to say, "Well, I've got to try something different." I use rejection as a cue to improve myself. So you need to ask yourself, what can you do to minimize any past rejections to happen in the future? Do you need to start eating healthy? Do you need to start exercising so you can feel your best? Do you need to look your best by changing your style or your wardrobe? Do you need to learn a new skill or sign up for a new course to make yourself more relevant and therefore more interesting? Do you need to be so good at your work that your team or your clients simply can't ignore you? Do you need to improve your conduct by changing your words or your body language so you become an inspiration to the people in your life? This is what redirection looks like. Rejection is not your cue to dump on yourself and give yourself permission to not change a thing. You need to surround yourself with people who challenge you with constructive rejection. You need to turn any rejection into constructive feedback. You need to be like water. You need to find another way to build the life that inspires the next generation. Okay, I hope today's episode has given you some practical tips that you can start infusing in your life. And as I said previously, I never share anything with you that I haven't personally live by. So if I've confronted you with some hard questions, I do so ultimately with the utmost of love and respect. So on that point, if you know someone that can benefit from listening to this episode, please share it with them, because I'm on a mission to spread as many practical tips and help as many people as possible. And I firmly believe that when we put good things out into the world, both you and I, and make other people's lives better, good things come back to us in return. Also, please don't forget to subscribe by hitting the follow button and notifications on Apple or Spotify, or the like and subscribe button on YouTube. A lot of you actually listen to this podcast, but don't follow me on social media. And I'd love to continue this conversation with you on a daily basis. So please follow me. My handle is Sam McCool, and Sam McCool underscore AHB on Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. You can also search for us under A Higher Branch. So I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I enjoyed producing it for you. And on that note, I want to remind you that every morning is the dawn of a new day and your chance to start a new life. Have a great day. And as always, live consciously, my friends.